Greetings from Canada, where it is currently minus 20. That's the temperature in Celsius, not our average gig attendance, just in case our agent is listening there. But although the young'uns are gigging in Canada, we are not playing clips this week from our Canada tour, because we're currently wading through the backlog of gig clips. And we're currently only at April 2016. We'll have clips from our April 2016 UK tour, and we shall head to Portugal for October 2016's Costa del Folk Festival. And this week, Michael Hughes is a man of action. We have some anecdotes from our time in Australia in 2016. I have some rather demoralising experiences, courtesy of the Australians, and aided and abetted by Google. There's an anecdote regarding Mike Harding's genitals. Gary Hammond, the percussionist of the Hutt People and formerly of Beautiful South, returns for a second week with his feature, Gary Hammond's Percussion Instrument of the Week, in which he showcases another exotic percussion instrument in his arsenal. And there's a smattering of duck puns, so I'd keep listening if I were you. I think we can all tell. It's going to be a brilliant Young'uns podcast, and that, my friends, is just a brief synopsis of what's coming up on this week's Young'uns podcast, entitled The Old Lady Who Swallowed a Thong. I've just realised I'm recording this in the hotel that we're staying in Canada, and I've just realised that outside is the cleaner, who's currently outside of the door of my room doing some cleaning, and I'm just wondering what on earth she thinks is going on. She got to my door, switched off the vacuum cleaner just as I shouted, "The old lady who swallowed a thong." And the other time she switched the vacuum cleaner off was when I said Mike Harding's genitals. She's probably dreading opening the door to my room when I leave to find out what mess she's going to have to clean up. A lot of people listen to this podcast, or listen to segments of this podcast. A lot of lecturers who teach on the folk degrees, the various folk music degrees that exist around the country. Where, as well as learning about folk song and about delivery, you also learn about performance and how you communicate and stage presence and all of that. You know, we haven't done the folk degree. We just have a natural ability when it comes to that. And I'm sure you're about to hear that now. But I know that a lot of lecturers play clips. You know, I know a lot of lecturers use us as examples. And you're gonna hear why right now. What I'm about to play you now, and I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but basically what I'm saying is I was going through some clips from Young'uns gigs to play on this week's podcast, and I heard this one, and I just thought, look, it's all very well and good providing entertainment, you know, and having a bit of a laugh. But I think this is quite an educational clip. So it doesn't matter if you're on a folk music degree course, or if you want to get some advice about public speaking or presentation skills or anything regarding being on the stage. I think we all know it's important to make an immediate, positive first impression. I'm going to play this clip, and I think, you know, this is a good demonstration of how maybe you'd like to, the kind of thing you'd like to do to start your own gig. This is the start of our Bristol gig in April 2016.
Right. Okay. Oh, this again. This again. Right. There we are. Some water.
Good one, bottle.
Thank you.
Another big bottle there.
Professionalism. Unbelievable. Just a bit of water. Just got a quick drink there. No one noticed. Bang, we're in. Oh, right. Ready, Mr. Hughes? Talk.
Okay,
I'm out. Excellent.
Now we are ready.
Now we are ready.
My goodness. I mean, I imagine you'll want to rewind that and play it again. Maybe a few times. Maybe, I'm sorry, there isn't a video. To the best of my knowledge, there's no video of that. Just what we would have been doing visually while all of that was going on. You were probably, you know, I was drinking my water. The audience, you know, we had them on tenterhooks. People studying performance will be basing dissertations on that. I mean, I can't claim that the rest of the gig lived up to the promise of that introduction. Well, we'll hear some more gig clips from that Bristol gig shortly. But first, we're going to have a bit of a sandwich now. I think the cleaner's moved away, fortunately. But we're going to have a bit of a sandwich. We're going to play more clips from our April 2016 run of gigs, but we're going to place at either side of that some clips from our time at the Costa del Folk Festival in Portugal 2016, which is essentially a folk festival that just takes over a hotel in Portugal, and it's a folk festival in October in the sun. And we've brought you clips from this festival in the past, including the sing that we do in the swimming pool. We have a big sing in the swimming pool that we run, and we play various water games as well. And Mike Harding is heavily involved in it as well. He does the emceeing and sort of curates various things as part of the festival, and there'll be references to Mike Harding. Now, there's no Mike Harding genital references yet. That's coming up in the second section from Portugal. But right now, we're going to head to the afternoon gig in Portugal, which takes place on a rather sweltering outdoor stage.
Thank you very much. It's fantastic to be with you once again in this lovely setting. That was actually our second song of the festival. We sang one last night, although David seems to have lost all knowledge of it.
It wasn't the Blacklist melody again, was it?
No, we did the Chemical Workers song about 1:30, I think.
You don't remember that?
No.
Was it good?
No, it wasn't good. No, nothing's good about 1:30.
It's quite fitting with the amount I drank to sing a song about death by chemical poisoning.
But if you were here with us last year, you'll remember that on our flight over, we were telling you the story that we had a famous person sitting next to us. We had Louis van Gaal, who was my new manager at the time, and we fed him a series of fig rolls. But our flight over this year was sort of less eventful, but had its own sort of bits of comedy, really, because Ange and Andy and Jeff and everyone here, they're so good to us. So usually when we travel, we have to put the instruments in the hold and everything else. But they bought us extra seats for the instruments on the plane.
It's really good of them. They put us in the hold, though. Yeah. You give it one hand, you know.
But the only thing was that these extra seats weren't next to our own seats. And we were last on the plane. And Davey's accordion had to sit next to six very bemused-looking golfers.
They were loving it. They were having such a great time. And every like few minutes, they'd like tap us on the shoulder because we were on the seat in front. And I was like, "Hey, he's a good passenger, that accordion. Not much crack like though, is there much?" And like, "Oh yeah, well don't worry, I'm sure we can squeeze him in and all these kind of just constant." It's not me. I'll pass it on to him.
Dancing the oldest prince I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's puns.
I only talked about freedom.
Oh, sorry. I started stamping my feet and then I realised it's far too hot to be doing that.
It's all right, you won't remember it in the morning.
No, exactly.
What happened?
I only talked. Is that the one minute, is it?
Yeah, well, that is the second minute.
Of course. 1, 2, 3.
I only talked about freedom. Dancing the oldest boots I own. To the rhythm of Tom Paine's puns.
Sorry for the little mistake there. If you want a refund, my guardian's the man. Go and tell him.
We promised we'd give our mate the cameraman warning for this. We're going to walk over to that side of the stage now.
There you go.
He's going to meet us there.
Just for you, my friend.
We're not going to sing
something. Help, can't see you.
Just for
that. Make it look like
you. Just for the photo.
We have to pretend as if we're singing. Any requests that you'd like us to mime?
I was a mimer. Twain rollicking randed and do yo!
Thank you very much. It's very difficult to stamp on your feet whilst wearing flip-flops. We were very lucky to go to Australia earlier in the year. And do you know what they call flip-flops in Australia? Thongs, yeah, which was quite disturbing when I found a book, because I was in the one of the museums there looking for presents for kids at home and stuff, and there was a book called The Old Woman Who Swallowed a Thong. pretty appropriate.
Wasn't that something that Mike Arden did once? A drag act. The only one who was all the fun. So we thought we'd invite her on the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, the old audience one of them.
Get a picture of this, my friends.
Way down south where I was born.
Suddenly miming doesn't seem like such a bad idea, does it? Like that.
Is he miming? Oh, good. Thank you for the audio description, my friend. Thank you.
Normally when he gets a laugh like that, he takes his clothes off. Talking about way down south. Anyway.
Fire away.
Thanks so much for baking yourselves this afternoon and listening to us.
The Great British Bake Off. Well, yeah.
We've got a whole load of stuff happening tomorrow that we're really excited about. Although our Meet the Artist is sort of inappropriately titled because they've missed the in front of the young'uns and it just says Meet Young'uns.
This is a chance to meet young'uns.
Yeah, so it's a bit weird. But that's at 1 o'clock. But at 10 o'clock in the morning.
It is. We're in the pool, my friends. For the young'uns, singy dingy thingy. We have a dinghy, obviously.
And yes,
all sorts of fun and games will be had. Well, I suppose.
I'm not sure. We haven't actually.
Yeah, I mean. Can we quickly mention it? It's got its own seat, so it'd be a shame. It'd be a shame not to play it, wouldn't it? So.
There we go. Worth every penny. Yeah.
Oh, any requests from anybody?
A what? One of the classics?
Well, like Mozart or Beethoven? All right, here we go. I'm sorry, we're gonna have to put all the other acts back because we're gonna do Wagner's Ring Cycle. And if you do get a CD from us, please do not try and engage us in small talk or any chat because it's a chance to meet us at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Or anything. We must observe protocol. We'll be approachable for an hour then. Okay. There's a compulsory foot wash before you can come into the pool, by the way. Right? High standards, you know, now since we won the folk awards. Yeah.
We'll have more clips from our time in Portugal. Sorry, I'm still getting over the Bristol clip. We're going to play some clips now from our April 2016 run, which we had Irish Mithen, brilliant singer-songwriter from Canada, who's featured many times on the Young'uns podcast. We had a wonderful time on this tour, and here are some clips from it, starting with that gig in Bristol.
We met someone in the bank today who recognised us. Yeah, it was very good. I don't know, she said she might be here. It was the banker. She said, oh, yes, I read about you in the newspaper. I might come along tonight. Are you here? Right, that's it. I'm moving to NatWest. Right. Oh, that shot someone. NatWest! Right. That's the sound of the shares plummeting.
Have you drank two full bottles of water since you got on stage?
I drank three quarters of it before I came on stage. Exciting stuff for you there, everybody.
What a bit. Well,
oh, God, it's just over again. First it was the bank, now it's the bottles. Any startling revelations beginning with B? Do you just drop your glass?
Thanks so much for this lovely first half. And Jeremy,
they haven't done anything, Jules. Dropping their glasses and stuff, pull me off.
Alright,
No, thank you. That was my sincerity, yeah. Thank you. Now buy a CD.
I mean, that person who's dropping their glass, I think they were shaking with the excitement from the introduction. A lot of people were. My goodness, talking of classic Young'uns introductions, here's another one. Another one for you to study as we head to Cockermouth. But enough about the after-show party. Let's have some clips from the gig. Still a bit jet-lagged. We've got some clips from our gig in Cockermouth, and then we shall head to Edinburgh, where I am having mic problems. And I don't mean problems with Michael. We've lost the chemistry between the two of us. The sexual chemistry is all gone.
Right. Which one are we at? Oh, you're there, right? Oh, that is right. Right.
Well, thank you. That's nice of me because I found the microphone. Well done.
Right, we're ready to start.
No. So you do realise I got my back to them. This is where my microphone's being put.
Oh, right.
What do you expect me to do? Sound like this? I'm smiling. I didn't put my microphone there. This, so I thought I was, because I'm standing...
He's facing towards a fire exit.
Well, I've heard this audience can turn nasty, so I... This is where I've been put.
He's had his
happy
with the whole thing.
Has he? Right, is that better?
That's better, yeah.
Excellent. Oh. I mean, you know, there's bits of the audience that can't see me. I could just rotate. The song goes on, like Young'un's tapas. Young'un's shooting tonight, isn't it?
Right. What do you fancy doing now, then?
Do
you think, or have we already... Have people heard it? Oh, okay.
We don't have to.
No, 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 it's fine.
I don't want to do it, you don't want to do it, there's two of us, so...
I don't want to do it. It's just that you've said that everybody's already heard it.
No, I didn't say everyone did it. I just remember doing it in Ulfa.
Well, then why don't we ask, who came to Ulfa?
No.
There, no one. So, really... Let's do it again! Okay! Chitty chitty bang bang chuggy!
You've never been to Ulfa?
No one. Oh. Excellent! Right, here we go then! So!
It's a great night in Ulfa.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen!
Okay, what's going on?
We're going to sing you a new song of ours now. Because the song has a sort of...
Oh, we're doing that one.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got... do you know which one it is? I haven't said which one it is
yet. Well, I assume if it's a new one, it's the one where we all come together on this microphone.
Well, that's not that one, it's this one.
No, this microphone, not this song. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
That's the microphone.
No, it's not, it's the other one, yeah.
Where's the microphone? Right. Should we have a game of hot and cold with the microphone?
I can't even swear the bloody is it?
Yeah, it's
there it is. There we are.
I hope you're appreciating some of the visual comedy in today's podcast. For those of you who are, you will particularly enjoy this clip as we stay in Edinburgh, where Michael Hughes is a man of action.
It's beans and rice and rice and beans, and a hunt when you fall. But there's a friendly face, a better place, and a future. For us all.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for singing that one for us. I've got an idea, Dave. I've got a challenge for you. By the end of the tour, be good if you could learn all the actions that Michael does during that. You're probably not aware that he does action. Are there actions?
Yeah. It's not the wheels on the bus, Michael.
So what kind of actions do we do for which bit then?
So it's...
Why are you doing
beans
this?
And rice.
What?
Why? Everyone knows that beans go on the left and rice... He used to work in a supermarket. Beans on the left, rice on the right.
Let him continue, it might make sense.
So
beans and rice.
So they know it's beans and rice, that's in there. So beans and rice... And rice and beans.
Yeah.
And a hand.
Very tight on my wrist there.
Oh, it's floppy enough to me. And a hand.
Not the first time I've heard him say that.
Anyway, beans and rice and beans. And a hand.
Oh, see what you do with your hand.
No,
as you're using your hand all the other time, that surely doesn't make sense.
No, so hand when you put your hand.
Oh, fall.
Yeah.
What the hell are you
doing? And then I don't know what I.
Is this so you can remember it? Is this what you were doing?
Yeah, it's just to give the audience like a prompt. Yeah, what's coming? I think it works.
Well, then it kind of you might have realised then it goes downhill from there. So I just go, and it's a friendly face, a better place, and a future for us. And I don't mean do anything.
You could do like a future. You could do like a clock. Going that way.
Well, should we just do one more call? So that, and let's just see if you can remember the actions. So follow Davey.
All right, here we go.
He's beans and rice and rice and beans and a hand when you fall.
Hey, do it, gripping.
It's a friendly face.
James, our choreographer.
I don't know why I pointed to my groin for better. That was sort of...
I don't think the Nazi salute was really what me, is it?
Oh,
dear.
Okay, well, there we go.
Yeah, well, that was fun.
There we go, lovely bit of visual comedy. There's not enough visual comedy on podcasts, I find. But that's the thing with the Young Uns podcast, we're always breaking new ground. In fact, here's a bit more visual comedy for you now. Oh dear. I'm sorry, that was maybe a little bit lewd. I should have given a parental warning before doing that. I do apologise. Michael is a man of action. I am also a man of action, it seems, when it comes to certain songs, as we're about to hear now. During one of the sea shanty medleys that we do, I'm quite erratic, and maybe even erotic, with my arm. And this led me to impart some stories of a couple of rather demoralising experiences, courtesy of Australians and Google, with clips from Durham and Cockermouth.
My goodness, I get a bit of a workout during that song. I'm sort of stamping my feet. My hands are going all over the place as well. I'm starting to get a bit self-conscious because I'm sort of doing all these things with my hands and my feet. And the other two don't do it. And I think it sounds good, but it probably just makes me look like an absolute idiot. Well, you know, I'm doing things like I'm going, the first bit, I'm going, ways. I'm doing that bit close to the microphone and then I'm going, yeah! So I don't, that's what you all, you know, ways. It's ridiculous. And then I'm doing, I don't know if anyone noticed, during Five Marengo there, I do like a wing thing. It sort of gets, you know, it gets me in the mood. Not like that, but you know, gets you doing, I'm going, Five Marengo, fire, wing thing. Yeah, but as I say, I'm getting self-conscious about all this because in England, people are far too polite to tell you that you look an absolute idiot. And also, are far too polite if you're maybe interacting in a bit of an odd way or, you know, not a normal way that a sight person might do and the odd sort of physical quirks and tics that you may do if you're blind. But in Australia, there's no holes barred. They've got this kind of... this brash confidence, really. So I come back from Australia a nervous wreck. I was in the pub talking to someone, and he obviously I wasn't making the correct eye contact for him, so he went, "What's wrong with you, mate? Are you on drugs?" As the opening gambits go, that's quite interesting. I was very insulted, because, you know, I was taking a few days off. You know, okay. So he's doing this, and I say, "Well, I thought, well, because I'm British, I thought, well, I want to be very polite and diplomatic about this." And even though he clearly wasn't awkward, I was awkward on his behalf. And I thought, well, I don't want to make him feel awkward when he finds out I'm blind. So I said, as politely as I could, I said, "You're referring to my eyes." Straight away, he went, "Yeah, I'm referring to your eyes, mate. They're wobbling up and down, round and round." "What's wrong? You want drugs?" And I thought, "My goodness, I've given him the." You know, the benefit of my very British doubt here, you know. I'm trying to be as British as I can. So I thought, again, I'm going to try as diplomatically and politely as I can because I don't want to make him feel awkward. Again, there was fat chance of that. I said, what it is, my friend, is I'm blind. And I kind of waited. I waited for maybe the apologetic hug or the tears welling up in his eyes when he realised that his brash Australian ways had just got him into trouble. No, absolute nonsense. He just went, "Oh, well, that's a shame because I was out for some drugs, mate. See you later." To avoid any future embarrassment, I just carry some heroin in my pocket, just go, "Yeah, I'm on drugs." Then we were at a gig a couple of days later, and I was over there having a conversation with someone, and then, this is in Australia again, a girl walks up to Michael, about probably our age, walks up to Michael and says, "Oh, the one on the right there, we're a little bit interested in him." And I thought, oh, this is interesting. A rare thing indeed. But I thought, you know, I think we all know where this is going, I thought. He said, yeah, me and my friends are interested. I thought, my goodness, even rarer, you know. Like buses, yeah, you know, and well, certainly the conversation over there wasn't very interesting, so I started listening to this conversation and sort of only kept half an ear on the other one. And my confidence is starting to swell again, you know, after the downfall of a couple of days ago. And she said, oh yeah, it's very interesting, because me and my friend have got a bit of a bet on. I say he's blind, but my friend says he's got Asperger's. Oh my God, confidence instantly crushed. I thought, I've got to redeem the situation. So I turned round from where I was and shouted from the distance, actually, you're both wrong, I'm deaf. Anyway, that neatly links us to our next song, I believe, Sean. Self-conscious about it, because on my website, on the Young'un's website, we can see what people are searching for in order to get to my website. And the most common one is either the Young'un's blind or David Eagle blind, which is me. That's been usurped by a new one since we started doing this song. We've had, is David Eagle autistic? David Eagle Asperger's? We had David Eagle disability, we had them all. These are the most common for us. And the one that came up today was simply David Eagle arm. Literally, David Eagle arm. I don't know if it's that or what it is. Apparently I do something else with my arm. I'm sort of, what's the thing I do with my arm?
Well, you just let it go limp.
I go limp. That's what I'm talking about, my arm, Michael. That's the thing I do with my arm.
To be honest, they probably wouldn't have noticed.
But people obviously do notice, because this is the questions that people are asking. So if there's anybody there, I saved you the bother of having to Google. Why is it always that? Why is it never, is David Eagle single? You know, why don't people do that? I know he probably isn't, he's far too attractive, and even if he was, you know, I'd be way out of his league anyway. Is David Eagle a member of Mensa? You know, he's so clever. Is David Eagle doing any solo bookings? You know, I'd love to see him by himself. The other two are clearly dragging him down. Never any of that, is there? It's a bit of therapy for me there. Sorry about that.
So as we've already alluded to in this podcast, we were in Australia in 2016. We've got an Australian 2016 podcast that you can listen to. But here are a couple of stories about our time in Australia as we head to Bridgewater.
Oh, you're unsure there. You saw Michael come out and you thought, yeah, you were expecting me and Sean, and then you thought, maybe he's not going to come out, we don't want to just see him. And then you saw Sean, you thought, yeah, that's good. Then you saw me, you thought, oh, thank God.
Don't worry.
Oh, a lovely time chatting to you during the break. How about this lovely couple who said, oh, not really into folk music. We're more into jazz fusion. But we're loving it. Thank you very much, that was lovely.
Perhaps they came because they like the Australian gigs that we did, thought that we were a jazz group, because we were booked to perform at what was described as the home of jazz in Melbourne. And straight away alarm bells started ringing. Are you sure we've been booked for the right place? But it was our band name were on there, but you know, it said the Young'uns, and we had a look down, and all of the other artists who performed at this place were like famous jazz people. We looked on the internet, they were all sort of famous jazz people, or experimental jazz musicians and this kind of thing. We were the only folk band from the list. And I thought, this would have been some terrible mistake, like has a dyslexic secretary meant to have booked the Young Nuns or something like that. They're going to be absolutely livid when we turn up. But we've got an hour before we're on. We're going to have to do a whole experimental jazz routine. You know, how difficult can it be? We'll just do the same songs, but just throw in a few discords. I can do some bum notes, it'll be absolutely fine. Hold some of the notes on a little bit longer, sort of start singing. No, you're getting faster and faster and slowing down. You can probably,
as you can tell, we're fans of jazz.
I think it'll be fine. So we'll do that. And then if someone in the audience puts their hand and says, excuse me, this doesn't sound like experimental jazz. And we say, well, what do you mean? He says, well, this is nothing like I've heard before. And I say, exactly, that just shows how experimental it is.
Anyway, it turned out all was well. We weren't booked as a jazz act, but unfortunately our minds weren't eased too much because he said, yeah, we know you're not a jazz act, but we've booked you especially because it's St. Patrick's Day. And he said, yeah, you know, so they thought, surely he doesn't think we're Irish. At this point, the MC's gone, so we can't say anything. And all of a sudden, we hear, ladies and gentlemen, now, before we start, I just want to say, I know we wouldn't normally book four musicians, but it's St. Patrick's Day, so please, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome all the way from Ireland, the Young'uns! So we had to do, like, a full Irish set. It was terrible.
We could have done that. We could have fiddly-diddlies in the middle of it, couldn't we?
I'm doing all the stereotypes today. Just a few discords of the jazz, fiddly-diddlies for the Irish. I'm going to insult every genre of music. Can we move on?
Yes.
Okay.
And talking of Irish, we were supported, as we say, by Irish Mithen, the wonderful singer-songwriter. And you'll hear her name briefly mentioned in this clip as we head to Edinburgh.
Shall we have a little bit of a break in the proceedings and maybe take a request from the floor?
Benefit Street.
Okay.
Yeah!
Trip
from the land.
This is our
first. Trip from the land, Michael. It's for some reason Michael refuses to do. Because he has to do falsetto. And I'm saying, if you did falsetto on the album, then you should have realised you're going to have to do it at some point live.
Well, I've been regretting it ever since.
If you've ever heard of one of our songs before on the album, there's a flailing tap dance routine that Michael does on the album. So we'll get him to do that live for you a little bit later on. I think it's just him banging some pots and pans together, but we put on the album sleeve tap dancing, so you're going to have to do that a little bit later on. Yeah. They're already providing the beat upstairs for you. That was the term and condition of Irish doing support, was that we had to do a Michael Flatley routine. And that. We couldn't get away with it, Michael. Flatley refused.
You'll notice that I'm holding stuff back. You'll notice that I'm teasing you. A lot of people I know will have just tuned in for the duck puns. They're coming up shortly, my friends. But first, don't keep us on tenterhooks anymore. I'm going to. It's time for Gary Hammond's Percussion Instrument of the Week, our feature in which the percussionist from the Hutt People, and formerly of Beautiful South, percussionist in a variety of soundscape moments in films and dramas and TV programmes, showcases each week one of his unusual, interesting, exotic percussion instruments that you may have never heard of before. We were on tour with the Hutt People in October 2017 and we recorded a few of these. And it's time for installment two of Gary Hammond's Percussion Instrument of the Week.
Gary Hammond.
Hey, good afternoon again. Morning, evening.
Exactly. Oh, you're getting trained. You know the way that this system works. I'd like to say that we've had lots of sort of tweets and texts and emails and stuff, but we are on tour at the moment and we haven't even released the first one.
Right.
We're just doing these over the course of the days that we're on tour together. So by the time we've finished the entire series, more or less, I mean, there will probably be another one when you get your next batch of 1,000 instruments. But no one has obviously heard it yet, so they can't message in.
No.
So I'd like to say that this is we're backed by popular demand, but I'm sure that is true. So we had the Waterphone, the rather sinister sounds of the Waterphone, last week. What have you got for us this week?
We've got an instrument from Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. Which is called a cajita, which means little box. It's got a handle on it and I can open it up, and sometimes when I'm on tour I can leave a little sandwich in or a piece of chocolate and eat while I'm on stage.
So and it has a utilitarian purpose,
yes,
as well as an entertainment.
And there's a stick and basically you hit it.
Literally hitting a box.
You're hitting
a box. From like the most thing with like loads of pipes and like all sorts of stuff going on to you just with a box.
Yes, well the box, the lid of the box is hinged with a handle.
Right.
So you're doing this.
Oh, well, if it's got a hinge, then it's different.
Yeah.
Is it made from a special type of material?
There's no bracket with it. It's wood.
It's a wooden
box.
Excellent, Gary. Well,
he's got it around his neck.
Oh, he's got it around his neck.
It's around my neck, yeah.
Okay, and you're wearing it with a piece of string there.
Yes.
Like, almost more rope
and
than a piece
in
of string.
There, you're going to go, there's the handle.
And it's got a handle.
And
yeah.
You lift it up.
Okay.
And you close it, and you get a, mind your fingers.
Thank you, Gary. We'll be back next week. Go on then, show us what you can do
now,
with the...
I have a stick so I can hit it.
What's it called again? A tika.
A cajita.
A cajita.
Yeah.
Now, what I like about this, Gary, what I like about this is that you've got the slight, I don't know if people can hear this, and you've got the slight...
Yes, of the air coming
of the handle when you're kind of moving it up and down. That's quite good. I like that. So where did you get this from then?
Well, believe it or not, people actually make these.
All right, okay.
To play. Yeah. And if anything's percussive and you can hit it, I buy it. If I can. It's a national instrument of Puerto Rico.
It's also the national place of laziness as well, isn't it? Do you have a certain type of wood that it has to be used from?
No, I don't understand things like that.
Okay.
Because all I do is hit them.
Just hit them.
I don't make them.
Well, I really enjoy it. So, as we did last time, I tried to play the last instrument. So, shall we stop rolls where you maybe hold the recorder?
Okay, I'll hold the recorder. You put that over your head.
The thing.
There's a stick there.
Okay, so I've got the stick and
You have to open and close it.
We should really do videos of this, shouldn't we?
Yeah, and as you're whacking it up and down.
I'd rather hit the box first, though, wouldn't I? Okay. So, you hit that. I'll tell you what, I'll play it how I think it should be played.
Okay.
And then you can tell me if I'm doing it wrong.
Okay.
Is that all right?
It's all right, yeah. What you want to do though, when the lifting up and down, you want it as though you've just got your foot going, but like the pulse. Boom, boom, boom. Now you're hitting the top at the moment, don't forget the sides.
Of course. Oh, I like that.
Oh, underneath.
Hey, you've never tried that before, have you, Gary?
No.
I'm a pioneer. Thank
Very
you.
Very good.
Excellent. That's not me doing that. That's Sam from the Hot People clapping there. Just in case you're thinking, how's he digging that sound? Excellent. Well, thank you, Gary. We'll be back next week. I don't know what it'll be. It'll just be you banging on a table, I think.
It could be.
And there's a video. Gary Hammond banging on a table. But thank you, Gary. Back in the beautiful south, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Gary Hammond returns next week for another Gary Hammond Percussion Instrument of the Week. I think this could be a long-running feature, bearing in mind that he has 1,000 percussion instruments in his arsenal.
Sounds rather painful.
Yeah, thank you very much. I already did that joke last week.
Oh, okay.
It's the Canadian cleaner now. She's just come in there, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're wondering who that was.
I only came in for the duck puns.
Fair enough, I accept that's why a lot of people are listening. So let's get to the duck puns now. Well, actually, we've got one more clip, and then we'll be into the duck puns. We've got duck puns from Bridgewater. But first, a case of mistaken identity at our gig in Grantham.
And I'd like to apologise to someone in the audience as well who came up to me. And Sean said there were three people who we know very well. Debs, Duncan, and their child, Ella.
Child?
Well, last time I saw her, she was a child. I believe.
She's 42. How old are you, Ella?
16.
Are you really? It seems like it's been so long. Because you must have shot up. Because I thought you were still a child. I don't know why, in my memory. So they said, oh, and here's Ella. And I sort of bent down to give her a hug. I was like, oh, hello. Now, well,
I thought it looked a bit weird.
Well, I thought you were still 10. Sorry about that.
Anyway, right. Okay.
So neatly segue that into our final slide.
Thank you very much. We've just got time for one more song before the beer break. We're looking forward to meeting some old friends. We've got loads of people in tonight. We've got our favourite exponent of the genre known as Somerset Exotic Fiction. She's in somewhere. We've got our good mate, the Duckmaster General.
Yeah. President of the Waterfowl Association, no less.
It is. Some lovely people there. Alex's Nana's down there, hello.
Alex's Nana?
Yeah.
Don't mind us, everybody. We're going to go through you individually. It's going to take 55 minutes and then we're going to have an interval.
But it's lovely to be here. We always feel like we're amongst friends in Somerset. It's a special place.
Just make sure, is the Duck Master General here?
Yeah!
There's two of them! It's a coalition!
So the life of Brian. I'm the Duck Master General and so's my wife!
I heard on Twitter that he might not be able to make it. And he was really annoyed. He was spitting feathers.
He was having a right flap, weren't you? Yeah. For goodness sake, he said.
There isn't even a president of the Waterfowl Association. We just made it up for those jokes.
Thank you very much for pretending to be the Duck Master General, sir.
There we go. We've got through our April 2016 gig clips, and now we move to October 2016 and back to Portugal for the Costa del Folk Festival. Now, before you switch off and think, I've heard the duck puns, that's all I really wanted to hear, remember, there's a story about the genitals of Mike Harding. And now we have some clips taken from our late night performance as we close the festival. MC'd by Mike Harding.
Would you go?
Fancy bit there, Michael. Oh, the end doesn't usually do that.
Excellent.
He's upgraded.
Oh, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, we'll have to play this late more often. You got a compliment there, Michael. Yeah. First time in 13 years.
Loose for this.
I've got to say, I wonder what the people who run this hotel and the people and the staff, have we ever spared a thought for what they must think, how crazy we are? You know, we sang in a pool earlier. We during our Meet the Youngins events, we did a children's song in which we got everyone to yap like dogs, and everyone enthusiastically did. And there we've just sang a song about death by industrial chemical poisoning, and everybody's like getting massively drunk while we're doing it and really enjoying themselves and then whooping and hollering all the way through to the end. We're a strange bunch, aren't we? But
anyway, ah, oh, what shall we do then? What do you fancy?
Do you want to say hello? You haven't said hello yet,
Mr. Goody.
Hello.
There we are. Right.
Wakey, wakey. Thanks so much. I know lots of you have been with us all day since the singy-dingy-thingy this morning and the Meet the Young Ones.
I know, it was a bit weird when we went for our afternoon nap, but whatever. It's just usually the three of us, Mike Arden, now and again a couple of the fishermen's friends, but... cheeky pauses at the end, so that if someone applauds early, we know that you haven't bought a CD, my friend. So,
Michael, you saw who it was, didn't you?
So we'll be looking for that later on, CD,
my friend. Right.
The other thing about pauses in that song, now you're a very civilised audience today, which I think is just because you're tired more than anything else. But often, if we do that gig and there's a... I think it lulls people into a bit of a false sense of security. It's a bit loud, da 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 da, it's doing all that kind of thing, so it's doing all of this, and it's loud, and then we suddenly da 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 da, and a big pause. And it's interesting that you catch people out if they're talking, some of the things that you hear. And normally it's just fairly prosaic stuff, like, mine's a pint, or something like that. But once we heard, the child's not yours! Oh, sorry, Mike, I said I wasn't going to talk about that, didn't I?
Save it for the book.
Exactly. Oh, we're talking to the book. But we'll talk about that. But me and Mike Harding have a very interesting relationship, or I have a very interesting relationship with Mike because of his recent autobiography. I was reading Mike Harding's autobiography. I don't know if people have read it. And I got to, it was one of the earlier chapters, but it was quite late night when I started reading this book. And I fell asleep while my screen reader that's on my phone, so the voice that's on my phone is reading this to me. And I wake up and I think, what the heck have I just heard? And it sort of crept into my dream. I tell you, I had a weird dream this night because I suddenly heard this voice say, that was the first time I noticed my willy got hard and long. So there you go, Mike Hardon, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's a brilliant recommendation. If ever, you know, BBC Radio 4 gave us a call and said, we're doing Book of the Week, do you want to recommend a book? It's Mike Harding's book and that's my anecdote.
There you go.
Or Dictionary Corner, maybe.
Bring that back. Right. Okay.
dictionary corner indeed, but doesn't it go there, right?
I mean, in fairness though, being blind, at least I couldn't see the illustrations. Right.
If you're with us on the 6 o'clock bus in the morning, don't worry, Dave's not a morning person. Mike's going to come on in a minute and we're going to do something.
Going to read extracts from your book, eh, Michael?
But Mike Harding did join us on stage, along with all of the other performers who performed at the Costadel Folk Festival. I'd love to tell you who they were, but I cannot remember, because it was 2016. But the idea is, at the end, we all do a song. A big song that everyone will know. We forgot about this tradition and only remembered 5 minutes before we were going to go on stage. So we just essentially said to everyone, oh, just follow us, we'll do something. So we hastily said to people, what song do we all know? And then three songs came out. And so we just said, oh, we'll just do all of them. So here is a little medley now to close this week's Young'uns podcast. So thank you very much for listening. We will be back next week. Until then, from me, David Eagle.
And me, Shirley the Cleaner.
I didn't even know you were still here. Interesting accent that Shirley's got, isn't it? Where do you come from, Shirley?
Well, I lived in Canada for a while, but I actually have my roots in the northeast of England.
Ah, I thought I could detect a sort of amalgamation of the two accents there.
Well spotted.
Well, thank you very much, Shirley, for your input.
I thought you weren't going to tell people about that.
All right, Shirley, that's enough. She's just joking there, everybody. Okay. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week with more gig clips, maybe an appearance from a guest, and, of course, the return of Gary Hammond's percussion instrument of the week. But until then, from me, David Eagle, goodbye.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama,
me while I like the wind and the rain. Rock me while I like a southbound train.
Improvised ends! There we are, thank you, bye!